Chapter 5, Bullocks and Kine. These are animals that you know very well, although perhaps you will be puzzled to know what kine are. But when we tell you that this is an old word and not much used today, and that we now call them cows, you will know at once what they are. Of course, one of the greatest uses of the bullocks in the times of the Old Testament was for offering up the sacrifices which Moses was told to make. His brother Aaron was made the high priest, and there were many other priests, and they had to kill the bullocks and offer them up upon the altar as sacrifices for sin. Time after time, and year after year, they were sacrificed in this way. And how many bullocks were killed cannot be counted. Solomon offered thousands at one time, and yet we are told they could never take away sins. You will remember reading about Elijah, when the people had turned away from God to idols and worshipped Baal. Elijah told them to kill a bullock and put wood underneath it, and then call upon their idols to see if fire would come down and burn up the wood and the sacrifice. So they did this and cried to Baal from morning to evening to send down the fire, but nothing happened. Then Elijah mocked them and told them to cry louder. So they cried out more and more and even cut themselves with knives and leaped upon the altar. But Baal made no answer. How could he, when he was only an idol that man had made? But Elijah took this way to show them who was the true God. Then Elijah took another bullock and killed it, and put it on an altar with wood underneath. He made them also pour water over the bullock and the altar three times. Then he called on the Lord God of Israel, and the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice and even the stones and the dust and licked up all the water. What a wonderful answer it was to show that the God of Israel is the only true God, while Baal was only an idol. When all the people saw the fire come down, they fell upon their faces and said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." But you may ask why all these animals were offered as sacrifices if they never took away the sins of the people. Well, God had commanded Moses and the people to do this, and although they did not take away sin themselves, they were meant to show what Jesus would be when he came. They pointed to Jesus as the only true sacrifice which God would accept when he died upon the cross. So the Jews needed faith to look forward, and when they offered up the bullocks to the time when Jesus should come and offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of all his people. Sometimes the bullocks are called oxen, and these were used to draw the wagons and also for plowing the land. When the tabernacle had been set up for the worship of God, the princes of the 12 tribes of Israel gave to Moses 12 oxen and 6 wagons for the Levites to use. Each wagon was drawn by a yoke with 2 oxen. The plows were drawn in the same way, and you may remember that Elijah found Elisha plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. Elisha was with the last yoke when Elijah cast his mantle over him to show that he was to take his place. There is not a great deal said about the kine, but when Pharaoh dreamed, he saw 7 fat kine come up out of the river, and they ate the grass in the meadow. But afterwards there came up 7 lean kine, and they ate up the 7 fat kine. Joseph told Pharaoh that this meant that God would send 7 years of plenty, and after that there would be 7 years of famine. All this came true, as you know, and Joseph was made keeper of the corn, so as to feed the people while the famine lasted. We read of the kind again, when the Philistines had taken the ark of God, and when God punished them for this, they wanted to send it back again to Israel. So they put the ark on a new cart, and tied two kine to it, and took away their calves. Then they let the kine go, to see which way they would take, and the kine took the way back to Israel, lowing or mooing after their calves as they went slowly along. The calves were sometimes used as sacrifices for sins, but also they were killed when there was a special feast. So when the three angels came to Abraham, he wanted to entertain them well, and he ran and fetched one of his calves and dressed it for them to eat. Also, when the prodigal son returned home, his father ran to meet him and was so pleased to have him back that he killed the fatted calf and made a feast for him. There are many texts about these animals, but here are some that you may find and read. The book of Genesis, chapter 41, about Pharaoh's dreams. Exodus chapter 29 and the first of Kings chapter 18 about bullocks offered as sacrifices. Numbers chapter 7 about the oxen given by the princes. The first of Samuel chapter 6 about the kine drawing the ark. And Luke chapter 15 about the fatted calf for the prodigal son.